Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite. It's the Jen and Tim Show. It's Jen Tui with producer Stevie. Tim is off today. And Heather is in Wadsworth this morning. Heather, how's your morning going so far?
Not bad. How about your guys's?
But not too bad. What kind of peaceful? A little bit.
A little peaceful. A little more chill.
More chill than usual. It's different. It's different. But we always miss Tim when he's not here. So you're going to play Trump Tui this morning. Stevie is going to ask you the questions. You know how to get the game started. Just kick me out of the room.
Can you please leave the room, Jen?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Heather.
Thank you.
All right. Jen is in the hallway. Are you guys ready?
We are.
Perfect. We'll start with question number one. So LeBron James is coming back for a record 24th NBA season, extending his record for the most seasons played in NBA history. But it won't be with the Los Angeles Lakers. He's going to go to a new team. Do you think LeBron is going to come back here to Cleveland? Yes or no?
Yes.
All right. I'm hoping. We'll see how that goes, though. Question number two. There's a new IMAX-style documentary called Ohio Wild at Heart that premieres today at the Great Lakes Science Center's Dome Theater. It showcases everything from Hocking Hills to Lake Erie. In what city in Ohio is known as the rubber capital of the world?
Akron.
All right, question number three. Olivia Rodrigo has teamed up with Lego to release 5 collectible sets. You have a concert moon, a dual guitar, a vinyl, secret storage, and a flower bouquet, all inspired by her career. Which amusement parks are based on Legos?
Legoland?
Go with Legoland. Question number four. Mattel has revealed its first signature Miley Cyrus collectible Barbie doll. It's inspired by the singer's look from her Golden Burning Sun music video. The doll features an all-black outfit, accessories, and styling. Now, Miley Cyrus recently celebrated the 20th anniversary of her hit Disney Channel show. What is the name of that show?
Hannah Montana.
Right. Question number five. Ruby Rose revealed on a post to social media that she broke multiple ribs after slipping into her pool and crashing into the edge before falling into the water. She expects recovery to take many weeks and asks for book and TV recommendations in the meantime. Which hit Netflix series featured Ruby Rose as a prisoner named Stella?
Orange is the New Black.
All right, we'll go with Orange is the New Black. Awesome. All right, Heather, I'm going to add up these totals. We're going to grab Jen, bring her back in the room. That is all coming up next.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. We are right in the middle of a round of Trump Tui. Producer Stevie is asking the questions today. Heather's our contestant. How did Heather do?
Heather got 5.
All 5 Yay! Correct. Oh, my goodness. All right. I'm going to answer the same 5 questions. Let's see how it goes. Here we go.
Question number one. LeBron James is coming back for a record 24th NBA season, extending his record for most seasons played in NBA history, but it won't be for the Los Angeles Lakers. Jen, do you think LeBron's coming back to the land?
Absolutely, Stevie. Yeah. Absolutely.
Good answer. I just think he will to retire here. Like, I think he'll just, like, he can't.
Just to, I know, right?
You know,
it feels right.
He can't play that many more years.
It just feels right.
It feels like he needs to retire soon. So why not come here? We'll see.
Great analysis. Count on us for all the sports. You know, Sporty Jen, Sporty Stevie.
Yep, don't ask any more questions.
That's all we got.
Question number two. There is a new IMAX-style documentary called Ohio Wild at Heart that premieres today at the Great Lakes Science Center's Dome Theater. It showcases everything from Hocking Hills to Lake Erie. What city in Ohio is known as the rubber capital of the world?
That would be Akron.
It is Akron. Question number three. So Olivia Rodrigo has teamed up with Lego to release 5 collectible sets. We have a concert moon, a dual guitar, a vinyl, secret storage, and a flower bouquet, all inspired by her career. Jen, which amusement parks are based on Legos?
Wait, what? What do you mean? Which Cedar Point amusement parks? What does that mean?
No.
I don't understand.
Legoland.
Oh, Legoland. Yeah, now I understand it, Stevie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Never been to one?
Gotcha. No, I have not. Have you?
Yes.
Did you climb on giant Legos?
I don't know. I was young.
You were little.
Yeah.
You were little.
I knew once I said the answer, you'd be like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, it made much more sense. Sometimes when you hear the answer, you're like, oh, that would have, I should have known that.
That's all right. We'll move on to question number four. Mattel has revealed its first signature Miley Cyrus collectible Barbie doll, inspired by the singer's look from Golden Burning Sun music video. The doll features an all-black outfit, accessories, and styling. Now, Miley Cyrus recently celebrated the 20th anniversary of her hit Disney Channel show. What's the name of that show?
Hannah Montana.
Yes, it is.
They don't call me Disney Jen for nothing, Stevie.
We'll ask you more Hannah Montana questions then.
Mm-hmm. And I'll prove it.
Uh-huh, yeah. Question number five. Ruby Rose revealed on a post to social media that she broke multiple ribs after slipping into her pool and crashing into the edge before falling into the water. She expects recovery to take many weeks and asks for book and TV recommendations in the meantime. Which hit Netflix series featured Ruby Rose as a prisoner named Stella?
That would be Orange is the New Black.
It is Orange is the New Black.
But that doesn't matter. Final total, Stevie.
Heather 5, Jen 4.
Oh, you did it. You trumped me. Congratulations.
Thank you. I was confused on that question, Legoland question, too.
But you got it right.
I know.
Well done.
It wasn't a confident Legoland.
It wasn't a confident Legoland, but you did it. Well, congratulations. You get that $50 Apex Skin gift card. They're doing another $250 gift basket for the month of July. You're qualified for that. And, of course, your Jen and Tim Show mugs. Now, you know what you need to say.
I'm Heather from Wadsworth, and I trump tea.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. We are about to play a round of Trump Tui. I'm Jen Tui. Tim is off today. Producer Stevie joins me in studio. And Megan is in Menor, our contestant this morning. How's your morning going so far, Megan?
It's going good. Trying to beat the heat.
Trying to beat the heat, aren't we all?
Good
it
luck.
Is so thick out there.
Like that.
I mean, it is, though.
Well, that is true.
I mean, it is. It's like you have to, like, switch. When you walk outside, it's like such a significant difference in the humidity. So it's not great for the hair either. It gets a little frizzy. But
absolutely not.
Megan, we need to start the game because you know what?
Huh.
I just wanted to make sure everyone knew that. I mean, Tim is not here, but he is. You got to kick me out of the room to get the game started.
All right. Will you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck to you, Megan.
Thank you.
All right. Jen is in the hallway. Megan, are you ready?
I am.
Perfect. We'll start with question number one. So the Guardians wrap up their series with the Texas Rangers this afternoon at Progressive Field. First pitch is set for 1:10 as Cleveland continues its 10-game homestand. My question is, do the Guardians play at Progressive Field or Huntington Bank Field?
Progressive Field.
All right. Question number two. Minions and Monsters hits theaters this holiday weekend. The seventh installment in the Despicable Me franchise is projected to make $80 million over the five-day period and $170 million globally. What color are most Minions?
Yellow.
Question number three. There's a new IMAX-style documentary called Ohio Wild at Heart that premieres today at the Great Lakes Science Center's Dome Theater. It showcases everything from Hocking Hills to Lake Erie while highlighting Ohio's conservation efforts. What is the state bird of Ohio?
The cardinal.
All right, question number four. Vanderpump Rules alum James Kennedy has put a ring on it. He went all out to propose to his girlfriend Jordan Myers during a romantic dinner on Italy's famed Lake Como. Which network would you find the show Vanderpump Rules?
TNT.
Go with TNT. Question number five. So Pitbull is going to live stream his July 10th headlining performance on his official YouTube channel, and it may also be a record-breaking event. So the broadcast is going to feature an official Guinness World Record attempt for the largest gathering of people wearing bald caps. Now, Pitbull sang the official anthem for the 2014 FIFA World Cup in Brazil. I need to know the name of that song.
Oh my gosh, my best friend would be so mad at me for this. Oh, what is it? I'm drawing a total blank.
I would too, yeah. And I love this song, but I think I would blank too, try to think of it.
Yeah, I'll remember in like 3 minutes, but no, yeah, I don't know.
Of course, the timer, the pressure, I get it. But you did good here, Megan. I'm going to add up your totals. I'm going to grab Jen, bring her back in from the hallway. That's all coming up next.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did it get interesting up in here, Stevie, like Tim said?
Always does.
Always does. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. We're right in the middle of a round of Trump Tui. Megan just answered 5 questions. How did Megan do?
Megan got 3.
Hey, good job, Megan.
Great.
All right.
3's always good.
It's good. 3 is good. A lot of tiebreakers at 3. They're hard. Well, Stevie, we'll see. I'm going to answer the same 5 questions. Here we go.
Here we go. Question 1. The Guardians wrap up their series with the Texas Rangers this afternoon at Progressive Field. First pitch is set for 1:10 as Cleveland continues its 10-game homestand. Jen, do the Guardians play at Progressive Field or Huntington Bank Field?
They play at Progressive Field, Stevie.
They sure do. Question 2. So, Minions and Monsters hits theaters this holiday weekend. It's the 7th installment in the Despicable Me franchise, and it's projected to make $80 million over the 5-day period and $170 million globally. What color are most Minions?
Yellow.
Yes, they are. Are you going to go see the movie?
Honestly, I wouldn't mind. Every Minions movie is so good. Like, they were coming out when my kids were little, like, of that age, yeah. So we went through a major Minion phase.
I don't think I've ever seen them.
Oh my gosh, they are just the cutest movies. They're really well done.
I think the first one came out when I was going to DC in like 8th grade, and it was on the TV, and I said, I don't want to watch a kids movie.
See, now why do you have to do that, Stevie?
What?
You're 8th grade?
Yeah, or I don't know if it was like brand new then, but it was like relatively new, and I said, I don't want to watch this kids movie. I'm grown. Because you know, when you're in 8th grade,
you're too big. Yeah. You don't want that. Who wants to do that?
So I've missed all the Minions.
Oh.
And I feel like I'm missing out.
Yes, you are.
Question 3. There's a new IMAX-style documentary called Ohio Wild at Heart that premieres today at the Great Lakes Science Center's Dome Theater. It showcases everything from Hocking Hills to Lake Erie while highlighting Ohio's conservation efforts. What is the state bird of Ohio?
Ooh. Cardinal?
Yes, it is.
Yes!
What is the state fish of Hawaii?
Huma-numa-numa-numa-guapawa.
Exactly. I know Tim would have played that if he was here.
He would have played that. Oh, shoot. I wish I had it.
Wait. I wish we had him.
There it is.
We got to get Tim to say it.
We do. We do. I'm creating a soundboard, and we're getting there. We're getting there.
Question 4. Vanderpump Rules alum James Kennedy has put a ring on it. He went all out to propose to his girlfriend, Jordan Myers, during a romantic getaway at Italy's famed Lake Como. Which network would you find Vanderpump Rules?
That would be Bravo.
It is Bravo. Question 5. Pitbull will live stream his July 10th headlining performance on his official YouTube channel, and it may be a record-breaking event. The broadcast will feature an official Guinness World Records attempt for the largest gathering of people wearing bald caps.
Oh.
Sounds like a good time.
Sounds like a good time.
So Pitbull sang the official anthem for the 2014 FIFA World Cup in Brazil. What is the name of that song?
That is Feel This Moment.
Nope, that'd be a good one.
I mean, it feels like it would be.
We Are One.
Oh, We Are One.
Do you
my
know
favorite.
That one's such a good song.
I don't know. I'd have to play. I feel like maybe I know it by sound, but not by title. Stevie, what are our final totals?
Megan 3, Jen 4.
Oh, Megan, I'm sorry.
It was close, though.
It was a good battle. Well, it was a pleasure having you play the game, Megan, but you know what you need to say.
Yeah, I did not trump Chewy.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.